This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, to wake up a Democrat these days, wow, that's got to be a nightmare. You go to sleep at night traumatized, you wake up even worse. And let me tell you, if you're just the ordinary run-of-the-mill zombie, Democrat brain-dead moron, consider yourself lucky. If you're one of the politico Democrat brain-dead zombie morons, oh my gosh, you are in, this is your idea of H-E double cricket socks if I've ever seen it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. And I know there are people listening going, Kevin, you need to stop all the name-calling. It's mean. I'm not name-calling. I'm giving you the clinical definition of a leftist, a progressive, a Democrat. Call them what you want. They are brain-dead, moronic zombies, scumbags of the highest order, and they know this. Get mad at me, but this is called tough love. I wouldn't say this to them if I didn't love them, you know, at that deeper level, because it's tough to love them at that superficial level. Oh, they are the worst. What kind of car you drive? What kind of job you got? Hey, what do you think? You say the wrong thing and you are put into purgatory. What do you think about Donald Trump? You know, when I got, I didn't like the guy at first, but then I got my tax read. You said you like Donald Trump. Yeah, I was just about to say I like getting that $5,000 back from my tax return. I like getting that rebate from my company, whatever they call it, the bonus. We don't give them at my organization, so I have to ask people what that. What is that? What is a bonus? Oh, you guys want to look at me like I don't give you bonuses. Just kidding. No, I don't give them bonuses. But look, it's tough to balance reality with what somebody's telling you to think about somebody. It really is. That's why I tell you, the opportunities abound for us. Trump is he's a terrible person. He's bad. Armageddon. The world's going to end. Oh, my goodness. So thanks for that check. Oh, hey, I've got job mobility. Hey, how do you feel going into the Christmas season this year versus 3 years ago, 4 years ago? What were your prospects? It is a lot better to be demonized and to come out of the pits of hell and make somebody understand how big of a liar the naysayers were. That's why I kept the name Tea Party at teaparty.org. And oh, by the way, it's okay that you disappoint me because you haven't joined. No problem. You can complain about Facebook and Twitter and Google and all that and then ignore the black man telling you to go join his social network so we can gain economic and political power. Ignore me. Doesn't make any sense to do what Kevin Jackson says and go join TeaPartyCommunity.org and get all your friends to do it. Why would we do something stupid like that? Oh, I know. You give enough. You do enough. You listen to my program. What's Kevin Jackson want? Why is he so egotistical and want us to do all the things that he does? Oh, I don't know, because I want to hurt you. Yeah, I'm like Donald Trump. MAGA, my butt. America first, my butt. I don't care about you. All I do is come on this radio show, make $1 million every day, and go laughing home to the bank going, ha, 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 look at them white people. No, I don't do that. Oh, yeah, my producers are saying, no, Kevin, that's not us. We're struggling. Yeah, that's okay. See, I don't care to tell these people, like, no, Kevin, be a rapper. Tell them that we're getting over, man. We're bejeweling ourselves every day. We have Bijou coming to my house so he can put diamonds and bling on all of my staffers. Yeah, because we got it. We doing it right, man. We getting driven in limos and picked up in private planes and stuff. Yeah, that's how we roll over here. No, it's too much, huh? It's too much. You know, hey, let me just say this because I'm beating up on some people. Let me do it a different way. For those of you who do join TeaPartyCommunity.org, who do go to the website BleedingBlueMovie.com and promote it, and those of you who dare reach in your pockets and give us 5, 10, or 20 bucks a month or whatever you may give. I don't know, whatever it is. But those of you, I freaking love you. I'd walk through fire for you. And you know it. Because you know why? We all care. We care. And you know what? I remember when I was one of those guys, ignore, you know, just listening, you know, in the stands, watching the game. Well, you know what? If that's basketball or volleyball or badminton or table tennis or football or whatever, congratulations. It's just a sport. This ain't a sport, people. This is your lives. And there are people out there calling your president unfit, which, by the way, they're saying you're unfit. The intelligentsia who have seen the success of what you brought by electing somebody that was not quite the norm, and that you knew in your heart of hearts could prove to them that they were the stupid ones, and they still want you to feel stupid. And a guy like me comes on the radio and says, you're not stupid, you're brilliant. And you're raising your kids brilliantly. And you're running your companies brilliantly. I just want another reason to say brilliantly, and there it is, and I blew it. Oh, man. I want to even talk a little bit later. I know the EU visit is over, but I want to revisit that and tell you how they presented Donald Trump going to the EU to get your money back. Donald Trump going to the G7 to get your money back. Donald Trump talking to these countries about trade to get your money back. Donald Trump working with this federal government that spends your money like crazy, you know, like whatever. Pick your analogy or your metaphor. And Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to give you your money back because you are a better steward of it. Then he does something crazy. He says, let's give power back to the states. We have too much centralized government in Washington. They don't know what to do. They're reckless. And they're also too powerful. Let's give it back. And they say he's crazy. And they want you to think you're crazy for doing it. I talked earlier in the broadcast about arrogance, the arrogance of the left. It has no bounds. It is boundless. It is it's as prominent in the universe as is a governmentum. Is that what they call it? Where, you know, the level of stupidity of government, it's boundless. You could fuel the entire universe on it, on the stupidity of the left. And they get mad when I give them tough talk, tough love. But let me tell you, it's a sign of love. I don't have to love them. But I do. It's like looking at that little stupid dude over there going, man, he's so stupid. I just got to help him. You ever seen somebody doing something so wrong that you're busy, but you go, you know, it would be un-Christian-like to not help this clown do something right. And you stop and you help. That's what you're doing. You are doing God's work every time you wake up in the morning to help these poor hapless rubes who believe that Barack Obama's a good guy, who believe that people like Pelosi and Schumer and Gillibrand and Harry Reid and Rangel and Maxine Waters are good people. Keep doing that, Christian.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And it's almost like being in love. Donald Trump is president. Leftists are going to be mad. I'm going to say it anyway. It's almost like being in love. I want to go all Broadway on you. What a day this has been. What a moment like this. I don't even know the words, but it's almost like being Donald Trump's presidency. It's almost like being in love. Oh, man, come on. Don't turn the dial. It's Kevin Jackson, too. You listening to? KJRadio.com. I'm hoarse, or I could really have knocked that out of the park. What a day this has been. But I've been talking so much, speaking all over the place, phone interviews, right? You know, whatever. And Donald Trump's presidency is almost like being in love. It is. You have a commander-in-chief. You have an alpha male in the White House. Somebody making you proud. All around the world telling people, we don't take that anymore. I don't care what you said, G7 summit. You're going to start opening up your trade barriers there, Canada. A buddy of mine, he told me, he says, a good friend of Trudeau's said, Justin, You can't win a trade war with America. You can go talk tough all you want, and all you're going to do is make yourself look stupid. You cannot win a trade war with America. I just told you guys early in the broadcast about Theresa May and NATO and trade and all that. And what did Theresa May say? We need to open up all borders for fair trade, for free trade, no tariffs, whatever. She's going along the lines of Donald Trump. What do you think Germany's going to do? What do you think France is going to do? What do you think the European Union is going to do if they want to sell product to you? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to lessen those trade barriers because that's the only choice they have. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about alpha male Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, replacing the commander in grief. The guy, Barack Obama, who wanted to gay up the military, who then said, you will learn how to deal with transsexuals and other sexuals, exuals, homosexuals, heterosexuals. Last time I checked, I just want an efficient and effective killing machine known as the military that is deployed whenever you get on our nerves to the degree that you become a menace. Then I want our military deployed. I don't care if you wear skirts and have bagpipes, as long as you can shoot and go take care of business. That's what I want. And I don't think that is a requirement for people to ask. But I'm going to tell you, I don't want your indulgences. I understand military discipline. I want you to do what you're told and do it like a good soldier. That's what you've learned how to do that. When you sign up for the military, and let's face it, everybody signs up. It isn't constriction. Nobody's putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, you join the military, else, boy. Nope, you join on your own. And in doing that, you say, I need to be straightened out. I want to be in a regimented thing where I put country before anything else. Country before my personal, indulgences. And that's what the military does. And for the most part, they are all there and they are honorable, ready to go people. But then there are the ones inside who've succumbed to liberalism, who've bought into the idea that you should pay for my sex change. I joined the military to get my degree so I could get out. I didn't know I had an obligation. What kind of crazy military has Donald Trump created, though, right? No more concern for LGBTQ issues, things like the transgender. Has he gone crazy? By leftist standards, the answer is yes, because according to the Washington Times, the Army now returns focus on battlefield training and not social issues. Holy cow. Who knew? An army focused on fighting? Who says Obama isn't missed? Here's what the Washington Times wrote. Fighting now takes precedence over dealing with transitioning transgender troops, drug abuse, and other issues as the army seeks to overhaul its training regimen to hone its soldiers' battlefield skills. You mean we are not going to have social justice warriors? And we're going to have actual warriors that go fight battles in case we need them? Battlefield skills? I suggest that fighting against leftist indoctrination indeed tested the Army skills. And for those keeping score, the Army lost. Until, dun, 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 what a day it has been, what a moment like this, but it's almost like being, yeah, it's almost like being in love with Donald Trump. Maybe under a commander-in-chief who's an alpha male, things will finally return to normal. Army Secretary Mark Esper and Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, service leaders are making optional, previously mandatory trainings on issues such as transgender transition and drug abuse. The move, Army leaders argue, is designed to relieve stress on the overburdened troop training regimen and refocus soldiers on ability to fight in combat. Can you believe we're having to refocus soldiers on the ability to fight in combat? The Army's regulations and policies that deal with training was pretty settled, and there were not a lot of detractors to it. It was all the other training requirements that we levied on ourselves, and we had levied from other places that led to the increasingly cumbersome approach to combat readiness, said Colonel John O'Grady, Chief of the Army's Collective Training Division. Can you imagine this guy when they said, look, let's get these people out of the battlefield. Let's get them trained on this transgender thing. That's a big deal right now. Come on, John. Let's go, Colonel. Get on the stick. I'm sure he joined up so he could indulge the army's whims, you know, the social justice warrior whims with all this nonsense. That's why he joined the military. I don't know about you, but I'm weren't you pleased to know that we were picking out our freaking battlefield colors and figuring out the, who was going to be like fashion week for the freaking army under Barack Obama? God forbid Trump actually makes our military ready to fight. Whew. Now, if you think the social justice agenda wasn't pervasive, understanding that along with mandatory training programs on transgender troops and drug abuse, courses on media awareness and human trafficking were eliminated from the mandatory curriculum. Yeah. Media awareness and human trafficking. Well, explain to me what our military has to do with this, please. And if you're wondering what the hell the Army needed training in this nonsense, you're not alone. But these were the mandates imposed under America's first LGBTQ president, Barack Obama. Are you happy now that you got rid of this clown? Are you happy now that you're watching our world return to normal? Look, I don't care who you are, leftist, rightist, whatever. If you're an American and you're telling me that our military needs to go through this kind of nonsense, you are a crazed leftist zombie, period. I don't care if you want to say, Kevin, I'm going to run my coffee shop, hang my gay flag, tell people about gay pride or whatever. I don't care what you do with that. But with our military, leave them the hell alone. Let them do what their charter is. And it isn't to figure out, oh, how do I handle the gay transgender dude in my foxhole? If you want to be a gay transgender, stay in the private sector. Don't get in the military.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We have our senior leaders meeting all across the world with people that we have deep disagreements with. It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo outside the United Nations holding a brief press conference talking about President Trump's plans to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington this fall. The town of Branson, Missouri is still in shock today after 17 people were killed when a duck boat packed with tourists capsized last night due to high winds. Authorities blamed a quick-moving storm on the accident.
Winds were up to 90 miles an hour in some places around us, and it knocked out power lines, and trees were knocked over and across roadways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was listening to this show. It was the Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a show on XM. They were talking about the cell phone generation, which technically the smartphone generation, because I'm part of the cell phone generation. And the reason why I know this is because I was there when it was developed. I worked with the company that did it, Motorola. And it was an amazing thing to get my shoebox phone. I will never forget it. And a buddy of mine, his name is Leon, a white dude named Leon, which is a seventh sign. Leon said, "Hey, Kevin, Motorola's got this special. Man, if you go out there right now, you can get a cell phone." I was like, "What?" And because it was it was the thing that only the wealthiest people had, the mobile phone. We had phones in our homes, but to have a phone in your car was a big deal. Remember when the cars would dedicate that middle console for the phone, and you'd see in the movies the guys in the limos or whatever would take the phone and say, "Hello, my name is Blake Carrington," right? And it was a big deal. So now it was going to be made for the common man. So I remember going out there, get this, I could get the phone for whatever amount of money it was, and it wasn't a whole lot, and it was $15. I bought this phone for, I think it was $15 or something. It was a crazy amount because Motorola wanted to get them out there. And this thing, I'm not exaggerating, it was the size of a shoebox. And I remember putting it in my car and thinking I was the coolest cat on the planet. And it cost dollars a minute to call. Dollars a minute. I remember thinking to myself, I can only talk on this phone 15 minutes, you know, for my budget. And so, half the time, y'all think I'm telling you the truth. I would be in my car on my phone, not even talking to people, you know, in traffic, acting like, "Yeah, anyway." And so, and then looking around, because people had to be going, "Man, that brother's rich if he could just sit on the phone talking the whole time during traffic." And I'm not talking to anybody. Just got the phone up, you know, singing in the radio, looking around, you know, just faking, right? But, I mean, I got this thing when I was early 20s, like mid-20s. And I was thinking, I was the coolest dude on the planet. And a bunch of us would take, it was a time, I'm not kidding you, black folks, we walked around with our phones. Oh, man, so did white people, too. So this is not a black thing. But, I mean, I'd have my phone at the park while I'm playing basketball. Knowing it ain't gonna ring because I couldn't afford it. And certainly I wasn't gonna go over there and make a phone call, a real call. So it was ridiculous. But point is, I'm from the cell phone generation. and I knew the dude, knew of him. I shouldn't say I knew him, but I knew of the guy who had the did the patent on it, CDMA technology or whatever, TDMA and CDMA, and he would get a penny or something on every phone call that was made, and the dude was filthy rich, because again, Motorola was one of my clients, and I just remember. All you could do with it, I mean, the phone was a convenience because it gave you the ability to be reached right away. You didn't have to go to a payphone, but it really wasn't a big change in your life. It was just a phone, and it was more portable, crazy expensive, but you didn't have to pull over and use a payphone or borrow a phone or go into some shop. Now use your phone. You now had your own, and you had portability, and suddenly we evolved from the payphone to, I'm sorry, the cell phone to the smartphone. And the smartphone is really different. Having the world by the string is what the smartphone generation is about. Millennials, all the information known to man at your fingertips. And I don't exaggerate that one bit. I have learned so much because the information was quickly accessible. In the old days, I had to go find an encyclopedia, go to the library, whatever. The internet has changed things. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news nonsense. I'm talking about if you want to know who C.S. Eliot is, you Google it. And there'll be lots of references to him. And you can kind of discern who's giving you one slant or the other. And then you make up your mind. Well, one guy says this, one person says that. You get to not only find the information, you get to discern it. And if you're smart, you can bounce. Okay, this person likes so-and-so, this person doesn't. Now, I will say this. I've learned how to look at the news, the information that I gather on the internet and know who's got the bias and slant. And that's a bit of a quality that you have to learn over time. That you're like, if you read about Barack Obama and you read the wrong bio, you'll think the dude was a god. But if you're doing it smart and you go, okay, well, I'll get good about him and I'll get bad about him, and then I'll balance the two in between, you can figure out, yeah, he was a piece of crap president. Okay? Yeah. So, but the internet gives you so much capability. I mean, as they were discussing this, the phone, the smartphone, the idea was that kids no longer pay attention. That you can be together, and all these kids will be on a phone, and nobody's really listening, right? There's nobody giving you their full attention. Think about what it means when somebody's talking to you, and you're no longer blip, 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 and you're actually looking them in the eye and listening to them and responding back and showing them, look, I'm not distracted. No TV on, no radio on, no whatever. We're talking undistracted. When's the last time you had a conversation like that? I mean, I can't recall having conversations like that unless it's with real close family or good friends, because I'm telling you, it doesn't happen these days. Everybody's talking distracted. You can sneak in things that, you know, like to make sure they're listening to you, like, you know, there's a rat at your feet, and you're just talking, and people are like, what? Yeah, okay. And they don't even hear it. And what's funny is, as I analyze this, I was thinking, are we being trained to be this way? And I think we are. We're being trained not to absorb, not to look around that room and be able to. I'm sitting in a room right now going, you know, would I be able to describe this as a crime scene? And the answer is generally no. Our memories and our experiences are more fleeting than they used to be. And I think it's intentional. We've built the soundbite generation, kids that really don't understand how to look at something and absorb it. They only want to get it on the surface. And I think that's a disservice overall. Now, one of the things that came up, well, look, it's like reading the newspaper. You know, in the old days, the old man would get up, read the newspaper, and then the wife would take her section, and they'd sit at the table and talk as they were distracted by the newspaper. And then that distraction became maybe the radio, you know, when there were certain things going on with that. Then the distraction became the television, which, you know, and so are we, and I mean, and this could be the argument, are we, or the debate, I should say, are we training ourselves to be able to absorb more information, and can we absorb more information, or are we becoming more and more distracted, more and more distant from one another? I don't have the answer. I'm asking. I love a smartphone. Everything at your disposal, the ability to call BS on somebody.
Yeah, well, such and such did this. You go,
nah, you were technically wrong. You were wrong on that. Yeah, I looked it up. In baseball stats, if you're having a conversation, maybe you're not into sports, but your buddy's talking about somebody and you're kind of out of the sport, so you just Google the guy. And you go, well, wasn't he the guy that did so-and-so? I think he didn't have like a no-hitter back in the 70s? Yeah, man, I didn't even know you were into sports. You know, but you look like a guru. There's so much you can do with this little device. Now, here's the bad news. Take it away. What's the big deal? What happens? They said if you take away a kid's, there's a name now, a phobia for losing your phone. Did you know this? I did not know this. There's a phobia. It's like nomophobia or some. Look it up. Look it up on your smartphone. You're looking at me. There's a phobia in 66% of college kids, they say millennials, suffer from this phobia. They have clinics you can go to that can detach you from your phone so you don't take it as like, oh my God, I lost my phone. Anyway, there are good things that come out of it. You can look for the best restaurants. You can look for where to live. You can look for a job all on your phone, man. How cool is that? You can watch your favorite shows on there. You can go. You can actually be right in the face of your grandma, your great-grandma, anytime you choose. I mean, just think of the power that exists inside of that little box now, that little piece of real estate. They don't have to leave their apartments to have the best experiences of life, these millennials. If you want to see a movie, there exists a multitude of ways to do so. You miss Cirque du Soleil? Don't worry about it. It'll be on YouTube or Roku or Hulu or something soon enough. That's the generation we live in. Who cares about experience anymore when social media is upon us? The revolution there is. Virtual experience with virtual friends. To actually get among friends has become less necessary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about the Trump meeting with Putin and everything that Trump has done, and somebody said something along the lines of a president meeting with a Russian dictator or whatever they call Putin is unprecedented. And I was thinking to myself, isn't it all unprecedented? I mean, it's like when people say, well, you know, if this president wins, it'll be, you know, so and so will make history. Hillary Clinton would make history as president. So did Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made just as much history as being president as Barack Obama. I would argue with you that Donald Trump has made more history being president than Barack Obama. Barack Obama may be the first half-black president that people want to consider black. Trump is the first president who never was supposed to make it, who did it. I'm talking about, I'm not talking, go back and look at Truman where they said Dewey's the new president or whatever. It's nothing in comparison to Donald Trump. No, so few people gave Donald Trump a chance of winning. It was crazy. And there he sits in the White House. Hillary Clinton rejected again. And now they're saying Hillary will run in 2020. Please do. Number one, I don't think Hillary will survive the 2020. I told you, I think she's sick. Every time I see her, she looks sicker. I know they put the front, they put the big face. Oh, she's okay. Look at her. She's healthy, healthy, healthy. I watch Hillary at the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers or whatever, some special interest union group that's doing nothing except taking money out of education and acting like they're educating our kids. And she walked up there, and as my grandmother would say, she looked like death eating a cracker. She absolutely looked horrible. And she thanked the lady who runs the teachers union, who is one of the biggest crooks on the planet, gave one of the worst speeches I've ever heard. But look, the long and the short of it is, every time they talk about something being unprecedented, it's because Trump is doing something and he's winning. It's unprecedented that the stock market is at the level that it is. It's unprecedented that the GDP of America is where it is. It's unprecedented that we've got this few less of unemployment, blah, blah, blah. It's all unprecedented. It's unprecedented that North Korea would actually want to have peace. It's unprecedented the amount of pressure that America is now putting economically on the rest of the world to be better partners. It's unprecedented that NATO is being made to pay its bills. Yeah, it's all unprecedented because we haven't had anybody willing to do it. And I love looking at social media and seeing all these people that are so detached. Saw a guy, he says this, Donald Trump is going to go to meet with Putin and he's intimidated. And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your mind? There's not a person on the planet that intimidates Trump. Not in terms of diplomacy and what he's trying to do for America. Now, if you put him in the octagon, he may be intimidated against some of the people there. But are you kidding me? Donald Trump is so fearless when it comes to what he's going to do for America. He is unquestionably the least fearful person on the planet. But this guy's he's afraid. And then they showed I saw this video, they showed Merkel meeting with Putin. And apparently Merkel's deathly afraid of dogs. Putin brings in his big Labrador retriever and lets the dog come sniff on Merkel, who's just kind of, not doing anything. And they go, that was an intimidation move. Bring your dog in with Trump. See what he does. He's not going to be intimidated. He's going to rub the dog, and by the time it's gone, it's over, the dog's going to want to follow him home. Bring your dog in, Putin. I know Putin also has these Caucasian shepherds. Very, very tough, mean dogs. And I know he's got them, and there's some Russian oligarchs that have these Caucasian shepherds. That's a great protection dog. Not good around kids and stuff because they have a temperament that's like, they don't care about you. But long story short, what I'm telling you is they constantly underestimate Donald Trump. And I talked about it earlier, and I call it the arrogance of the left. Arrogance. Sheer arrogance. Number one, here's how we know Trump to be this way. I heard somebody say, what did they say about him? God, because I remember thinking, she said he was, we talked about it earlier, right? I know you guys know, you see me fishing here, but some girl said Trump was cranky. Early in the broadcast, we talked about this. He's cranky. He was cranky leaving for Britain. How do you know? She's got zero input. She's not around the president at all. He's cranky. She knows nothing. It cracks me up. So I'm just looking at all these different people that want to tell you how Trump is. Oh, this is his disposition. Here's what he's thinking. This, that, and the other. And they have not a clue. And let me tell you why they haven't a clue. Let me tell you why leftists can't understand Donald Trump. They don't know leadership. They don't know what they don't know. They've never seen leadership like this. It is such a distraction. What's the word I'm looking for? It's so something they've never known that it's completely foreign to them how a guy who can lead, who can go to places and make things happen, how to get it done. And I'll be honest with you, it's somewhat of an enigma to people who get it done because Trump's style is different than most. Now, I'll be honest with you, most of the people that I've met with that are at his level when I was dealing with multinationals, good guys, they get it, they understand it. And they understand Trump 80%. But it's that 20% secret sauce of his that you go, huh. I remember when he would make decisions on The Apprentice, and I would go, I disagree. And I think I was right in some of who he fired and why. You know, that's subjective. But in terms of getting it done, man, it's tough to disagree with this guy. But the left does it. They're doing it all the time. And they think they're winning. They think they're winning, and they're not. There's a clip of Jesse Lee Peterson. Was it Jesse Lee? It was a black lady, and she mentions that she's switching from the Democrats to become a Republican, and I want to play her clip.
Who are you supporting? Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, all right. And why?
Because I feel we need security first.
Yeah. Amen.
Open borders, no.
Yeah. 500% increase in refugees.
She's going to have to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to give them free housing. Yeah. We're going to give them food. And Obama's going to make sure they have a phone. So what I want to say also is I am off the plantation.
Oh.
I'm not on the plantation anymore. My grandmother told me years ago, I'm 77. My grandmother was 65 years older than me. And I asked her as a kid, I said, why are you a Republican? Because I used to sit by the radio and listen to the radio and listen to even Roosevelt. I mean, I was a kid, but, you know, I heard him talk.
You remember Roosevelt?
Yes. But I remember as a kid, you know, hearing him talk. And she eventually explained to me why she was a Republican.
Yeah.
She said it was the Democrats that was doing the lynching. She said it was the Democrats that was the Ku Klux Klan. But, you know, it didn't register to me until all of this came about.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I am officially a Republican now. And I don't think I'll ever go back because I'm going to vote for the person who I feel for my family and for me.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. That's a big problem for the left. A big problem. That exodus is occurring, and are you waiting for it to happen in the news? Are you waiting for an announcement from CNN to say, there's been a black exodus from the Democratic Party? Yeah, there, news at 11. It isn't going to occur that way. As the Bible says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Well, the day of Democrats leaving, the blacks leaving Democrats is going to occur like a thief in the night. And many of these blacks are fed up. They're done. This lady is a great example of it. And she's giving you the reasons why. 77-year-old black lady probably voted Democrat her whole life. And that when that demographic starts to wake up, holy cow. I used to think they were going to have to die off, but no, they're waking up to the reality. They're seeing what the Democrat Party has done, and they're saying enough is enough. They don't have to, she doesn't have to switch. She doesn't even have to make it vocal, but it means enough that she wants to do it. It means a lot to her. She's got to do it. She's got to do it for her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. You should feel good. You should take heart when you hear stories like that, because I'm telling you, they're happening a lot more than you're told.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.